The Food and Drug Administration has cleared the way for another COVID-19 vaccine to go into circulation. The move was expected after an advisory committee voted unanimously yesterday in favor of granting an emergency use authorization to Johnson & Johnson for its vaccine. Joining me now to discuss the implications of this is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Joe, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to talk to you.
So tell us about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. How does it differ from the ones made by Pfizer and Moderna?
Well, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are what are known as mRNA vaccine. That's a relatively new technology. And the Moderna and Pfizer mRNAs vaccines are the first that went into widespread use. They were the first two to get an emergency use authorization. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is what's called a viral vector technology. It's one that's been used longer than the mRNA. And actually, it's the same kind of approach that AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford used for a vaccine that they've been rolling out around the world. And it's also similar to the one, I don't know if you've heard of this one, from the Russians called Sputnik V. So it's a well-understood technology.
How well does this vaccine work?
Well, it works quite well. They tested it in a large study of about 40,000 people that was in several countries, United States, South Africa, and six Latin American countries. It was the efficacy was 66% against moderate to severe disease, that's overall, and 85% efficacy for more serious diseases. If you just look at the United States, that efficacy went up to 72 for moderate to severe disease. Now, you may remember that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines were closer to 95% efficacy, but those were tested before the new variants arrived on the scene. And Johnson & Johnson has shown to work in South Africa, where this South African variant is circulating. And the main thing that makes Johnson & Johnson's vaccine very attractive to public health officials is it only requires a single shot.
So that single shot, that should make it a lot easier to distribute, right?
Exactly. Because, you know, there's no calling people back, making sure they come in for a second time, people deciding, oh, I don't want to worry about side effects. My arm hurt the first time. I don't want to go through that again. So, yeah, this is much easier. One and done.
So how many doses does Johnson & Johnson say they can deliver?
Well, in testimony this week before Congress, Johnson & Johnson officials said that they had 4 million doses ready to roll out the door, 20 million by the end of March, and 100 million by the end of June. So that's a good thing, and there's every chance that, as I say, this is a one and done. So those numbers are how many people get vaccinated, not how many doses there are.
That is NPR's Joe Palca. Joe, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.